Blog Talk Radio.
Are you due for a relationship makeover? If you had the power to wave magic wand, would you use it to improve your relationship? Well, there may be some hope. You're about to embark upon a journey. A journey that may prove to be vital in improving your relationship, whether it be with your spouse, significant other, children, co-worker, family, friends, or even yourself. A journey that if you simply open your mind to desiring a positive change in your relationship by listening to this show, it just might happen. You're about to take a journey into the Dr. Jesse Walker Show. Warning, the show can be contagious.
I'm your host. I'm Dr. Jesse Walker. I'm going to be with you for the next 60 minutes. We've got a very good show planned for you tonight, and I'm so glad that you all took time out of your schedules to join us this evening, and we're certainly looking forward to all the blessings that God has in store for us tonight. Let me begin by going ahead to welcome, we're waiting on some people to press 1. Let's start with Darren Deedy. Darren Deedy, welcome to tonight's broadcast. Always a pleasure to have you on board with us.
Oh, it's my pleasure to be here. Thank you again for letting me in. No, I'm looking forward to tonight's message. Thank you.
All right, certainly. I'm sorry, this one is not coming up in the queue. We're going to call the first 6 numbers of your name. It's not coming up in the queue for some reason. 407-758. Welcome to tonight's broadcast. Who do we have?
This is Benny from the block. I'm calling you from a different number. So Sir Benjamin is in the house.
Okay, very good. Sir Benny, thank you for joining us. thank you. I'm glad that you let us know that. All right, so tonight we're waiting for, I believe, Pastor Rose press 1 on his dial so that he can come into the queue. I believe that's his number there. Let's just see. Pastor Rose, welcome to tonight's broadcast. Okay, we're not getting Pastor Rose. Okay.
Can you hear me?
Tonight. Yeah, we can hear you now. Are you there?
All right. Can you hear me now?
We can hear you now. Yes. Thank you for joining us this evening for tonight's broadcast.
Okay. I was on a little earlier, but I don't know these crazy phones and everything. But it's just great to be on the call, Dr. Walker, and looking forward to, you know, just the discussions and that we're going to have. I mean, we just thank you for what you're doing to make a difference.
Thank
you. Our world that definitely need support, change, and help. God bless you.
Thank you so much for that. So we're going to offer a word of prayer. And Father God, thank you for joining us this evening. We invite you into our program this evening. Help us take more from it from once we've come with it. Need another blessing, we thank you. In the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. All right, let me begin with tonight's topic. Is there anything too hard for God to bless you on? Is there anything too hard for God to bless you? Sir Benny, I want to start with you tonight and ask this question, like, is there anything that you can think of that would be too hard for God to bless you on? You know, he asked that question to one of the prophets, or I believe it was to Moses, and he asked the question, is there anything too hard for God? What do you think? Is there anything too hard for God?
Absolutely not. There is nothing too hard for God, because God is the one that has given us everything we desire, we will desire, we'll ever desire. He's actually given us our mind to decide that we have something that we desire. He's given man the opportunity to build, to construct, to conform. He's given everything to us, which means that if he's given it to us, it's available to us.
Okay. All right. We're going to ask you to stand by. Darren Deedy, with that thought, that's a very good point that Sir Ben made. So with that thought, why is it that some people just refuse to believe that there's a God that exists? What do you think?
You know, I can't fathom the thought of why they feel he doesn't exist, because, you know, I felt him in my life my whole life, and I think I'd be lost without him. He's my forever companion, my forever lover, and he's the first love of my life. So I can't understand how someone cannot believe that there is really a God.
Okay, so, all right, Pastor Will, I want to bring you in here. So when someone has prayed that their loved one would be healed, and they believe by faith that they would be healed, but they end up dying, then what do you say, you know, how do you expect that person to believe in God?
Well, one thing, Dr. Walker, you know, God, you know, he can't make a mistake. And you say, you know, you say anything too hard for God. Well, one thing that he can't do, and I know you're looking for anticipation with the answer, but he can't fail. God will never, he can't fail. He's just a loving God. He's a kind God. And whatever he does is best for us. And we just have to, you know, believe that into all that he does, you know, whether to our liking or disliking, you know. We will always bless the Lord. As scriptures say, I will bless the Lord at all times, difficult times. When you're going through these difficulties that you had just mentioned, we got to bless him at all times and keep his praises before us. So that's my response to that. There is nothing too hard for the Lord. Back to you, Dr. Walker.
Okay, Ben, let me just bring you in here and ask this question. You know, those of you all that are listening out there, you got to call 347-857-1769 to call directly into the show. 347-857-1769. All right, so, Sir Ben, I want to bring you in here and ask this very question as well. So, I mean, here it is that people say, well, how can a loving God exist, you know, when we've asked him to bless us by, you know, letting our children behave, and the children don't behave. So now you're saying, well, God, I pray, you know, is that hard, too hard for you to do, God, to get my children in line? Is it God's fault, Sir Ben?
No, that's not God's fault. So let's go back to everything. From the beginning, everything was about relationship. If you have the right relationship, then you have access to everything. Adam and Eve had a relationship with God. Therefore, they had access to everything, including forever living. So with that being said in mind, a lot of times the reason that we are suffering from the way that we're suffering is because we don't have the right relationship. We have what they call a pseudo-false relationship. Some people call it lip service. Some people call it butler service. You know, when they need a butler, they call it. So when we have these types of relationships, we end up with incorrect responses. We want God to do everything, but we haven't done what was necessary for us to get everything. And by that I mean is, when you have submitted yourself, when you're in the correct posture with God, when you have a correct relationship with God, then you have the correct access to everything that God has and God has desired for you.
Okay, we're going to actually stand by, Sir Ben. Let's go ahead and welcome the Demon Slayer. Brother Lorenzo, welcome to tonight's broadcast. It's nice to have you with us.
Good to be here tonight. Ready for some real action tonight, so let's get rocking and rolling on this topic.
All right, great to have you. All right, let's also go ahead to the Peachy State and welcome Miss J. Miss J, welcome to tonight's broadcast. It's good to have you as well.
Hello, everyone. I'm glad to be back, and I'm ready to get started also.
Okay, great. So tonight, you know, for those of you all who are just joining us, is there anything too hard for God to bless you? So now let me give a scenario here. Demon Slayer, we're going to come to you. This woman, single mother, has been praying for years that that she can have a financial breakthrough, with her children. She's a single mom, and her breakthrough after 5 years, it still hasn't come. And she's been moving from place to place. So she's like, God, is this too hard for you to do? So what has happened in her life? Is it something she's done, Brother Lorenzo, Demon Slayer, that has caused God not to bless her?
There's nothing, anything can you do that respects the Lord of the God, you know, because everything that he does is he's got every answer that you have. So you know what? What I would do in her position, I'm trying to visualize like I'm in her position. I would go to the library, get my email address, get my library card, get my driver's license right, get my telephone thing right, and that's all you need. You need just four basic things to really conquer the world that's out here now. Let the jobs come to you. You know, I just lost a job recently, just got another job. I'm about to go to Canada and everything. So I understand that type of thing that you have to go through. You know, you can never stop giving up. You got to always have that will to do better. So that's what I would tell her. You know, just keep on going. You got kids, try to get you a nice daycare. You got daycares out here that can watch your kids for free. And you got to tap into those resources that you have out there.
All right. We're certainly going to ask you to stand by. Tap into the resources that are out there. So, I mean, you said a mouthful right there. Darren Dede, I want to bring you in here. What if you don't know that the resources are out there? If you don't know unless somebody tells you. So why didn't God just reveal this to you that, hey, this is out there, free daycare? What happens?
Well, I think there needs to be an open communication, not with just God himself, but with other people. You must share and be real with other people. And don't be afraid to ask. You know, asking questions doesn't cost anybody anything to give them an answer. But, you really got to seek on your own. There's definitely programs out there to help single mothers and get them back on their feet. There's free education classes and embetterment classes. So there's so much she can do, and plus that free daycare. She just has to seek and knock and ask, and maybe even pray. Maybe she's not asking the right questions, you know?
Okay.
So.
All right, we're going to extend that. Miss J, I want to bring you in here, Miss J, because, I mean, that's something, what she said was very interesting. And you're saying now, I mean, God, who's omniscient, all-knowing, you mean to say I gotta ask him the specific question? And Sir Ben, we're gonna come to you with the same one. Miss J, I gotta be so specific. Isn't it true that God already knows what I need before I even ask him? So why I gotta be so specific? Miss J, help me with that.
I don't think you have to ask a specific question. You asked him for help. God knows what you need. I feel you need to just listen. And don't let your pride not let you accept what he's telling you to do, because that happens a lot. And you got to be that doer. You got to be what he's telling you to do. You may think you need to go this to the right. God tells you, no, you need to go left and go up. But no, you have to listen and be a doer of his word or what he's telling you. That's basically, to me, what it is. People not listening and doing. God is telling these people, probably telling this lady, you know, go gain that knowledge. Go seek help. Don't let that pride, you know. And he's directing her. But, you know, I think people hinder themselves by not, you know, listening and obeying.
All right, we're going to ask you to stand by. Sir Ben, I want to come in to you now. And it's like, was this specific? I got to ask God for something specific. God, you created me. Is there anything too hard for you? You already know what I need. If I'm that single mom out here, and I got to feed these children, God, you know they got to eat. We got to eat in order to sustain our survival. So why I got to say, God, can you provide food for us? Sir Ben, talk to me about that.
Well, let's just think of the father and children type situation, or let's say a mother and a father situation. Children don't always know what they need, but they have an idea. When they're hungry, they cry. So as a father, he understands what kind of cry. There's a cry that says, Daddy, Mommy, I'm hungry. There's a cry that says, Daddy, Mommy, I'm wet. There's a cry that says, Daddy, Mommy, I'm hurt or I don't feel well. And as parents, we have become acclimated to understanding which cry means what. That is what it is when we're talking to God. God already knows the cry before we ever cry, because he understands who we are. He made us. The word says he knew us before we were ever even a thought or a twinkle in our parents, my mother's thought of mind. So that means that if he already knew us, let's just make sure we understand that concept. That means we were already with God. If he knew us before we were even a thought, that means we were already with him, which means he already knew everything about us. So when we say, do we have to be specific with God? The answer is we don't have to be, because God already knows. But because we are babies and because we don't know, we do what babies do, and we ask for whatever we need, because we haven't gotten to a place when God is always talking to us. If we just tune in and listen thoroughly, it's a lot of stuff we wouldn't even have to ask for, because he's already telling us what to do before we even can get to the place to ask what to do. And that's all it is, simply said.
All right, we're going to ask you to stand by. So, Pastor Rose, if he already knows, why do we have to pray anyway? Why do we have to pray? Why can't he, like the birds, why can't, you know, well, God, I got to eat, I got to sleep, I got to procreate. Okay, let me just go through life. Pastor Rose, why we got to pray at all?
Well, you know, prayer is just so important. You know, we, you know, as my brother had aforementioned, you know, we got to ask, you know, be precise in what we ask for. You know, as he taught in the Beatitude, ask and it shall be given, you know. But, you know, if God hears the sparrows, you know, I mean, gosh, you know, he's going to hear us, you know, when we cry out to him. And I just say, you know, scriptures say, you know, timing is so important. You know, a lot of times we just have to dig down deep. As scripture said, I cried unto the Lord, and he heard me and delivered me from all of my fears. You know, so whatsoever things we desire, when we pray, believe, and we shall receive. So, you know, God, you know, we just got to be persistent in prayer. And God will hear us, you know. It takes the faith. And it's good to have a prayer, you know, prayer partners. It's like all of us are prayer partners. We're praying for each other. And sometimes God speaks, he'll speak to you, but he put people around you that can encourage you. So
okay,
that's my thoughts on that.
Dr. Walker.
Okay, we're going to ask you to stand by. Ms. Jay, I want to bring you in here. Ms. Jay, Pastor Rose is saying you got to be persistent. If God already knows what we need before we even ask him, then do I have to really beg him for something, Ms. Jay? If I'm,
you know, what I wanted
God,
to
please,
say was...
God, please, God, Ms. Jay, talk to me.
Okay, can you hear me? Okay, what I wanted to say was we keep saying how we have to pray and we have to ask. Praying is not all about asking God to me. It's, for me, it's thanking God. A lot of people pray. That's all they do is asking. And like we said, God is already telling us what we need or what we need to do. So why don't we just take heed to what he's telling us and do it and be thankful and pray with thanksgiving, instead of asking all the time. That's basically what I wanted to say.
Okay, we're going to ask you to stand by. Darren Deedy, I want to bring you in here. So, Darren Deedy, it's like, okay, I want to be a multimillionaire, and I've been praying that for a long time. So what happens when the person doesn't become a multimillionaire? Is someone over there going to say, well, maybe God doesn't have plans for you to be a multimillionaire? What is it, Darren Deedy?
Well, you know, you can't just pray and ask for things like that are like unreachable. You've got to put action into it. You've got to do something about it. You just can't expect things to be handed to you on a, you know, silver platter. It takes work to get where you want to go. There's more than just praying going on, but he's got to see some action. You've got to show a zest for something that you want and that you want to do, and he will help you. He's there all the way, but you know, you can't just sit there and pray and expect it to be handed over to you. You got to work at it. It's a team, you know, if I could put it that way.
Okay. All right. Okay, so, Sir Ben, I want to bring you in here. Sir Ben, you have people starving all over the world. You got people that are homeless all over the world. So don't you think some of these people are praying but they're still homeless. Sir Ben, how do you explain that? Is there anything too hard for God?
Well, the word also tells us there will be poor among us always, which means that God already knew there would be those who had, who did not have, and those who would be without. And so that's why your program is so important, because he is bringing up great warriors like yourself to go out to help those people who don't have. I just came back from a third world country. Let me tell you something. We may say people don't have and are poor and not going out, but that is only one aspect of it. Those people, and I don't mean that to be segregating anybody, but there are people who love God greatly with very little, as opposed to some of us who have much, and we treat God as though he's a stepchild, a secondhand type item, or whenever we need him. I have seen people who are thankful for every little thing. I mean every little thing. And they let God, thank you, God, for everything. You're walking on, ooh, I found a penny. Thank you, Lord. Where most of us will walk by and see a penny and not even look up at it and think, I don't want that. That's just a penny. And so sometimes God allows things and people and situations to stay in place because he knows that without interruption sometimes, they will love him, they will appreciate him, they will honor him without him having to give them the things that they think or we think they need, because God says, I will take care of my own. I will take care of my children. And he did that. The children of Israel walked around for 40 years, and their clothes never wore out, their shoes never wore out, they never ran out of food, they never went without. And yet we think that he's not taking care of, he said, I'll take care of the birds and the fowls and the animals. And don't you think you're more than that? He's talking to us. Yes, we are more than that. So why are we worried about him taking care of us?
All right, that's a very interesting point that you, why are we worrying about him taking care of us? So, Sir Ben, let me come back to you then. Then why do I have to pray about it? God, you know I need work. Okay, so God, just have the phone ring. God, you know, I need gas in my car and I'm on empty. I don't have any money. Can I just pull into the station and somebody, hey, can I ask somebody, hey, can you fill up my tank? Sir Ben, help me with that. Why do I have to do anything?
Well, okay. So it depends on your level of, again, relationship and respect to and for God. And by that, what I mean is, before you ever run out of gas, God has already put somebody at the gas station to help you who is just sitting there waiting for you to bless you. And all you have to do is just pull up into the gas station with no gas. You don't have to even ask the person. He said, man, you all right? Yeah, man, I'm out of gas. Oh, man, let me go ahead and give you $50 in gas and get you going. See, God is already in place before we are in place to get the blessings that we need.
All right.
That's why
so,
we
sir,
should
Ben,
do prayer thanks. All more of that.
So, Ben, are you telling me that there's presumptive faith that I can risk this and say, okay, I'm not going to buy groceries for the next 2 months. I'm just going to go and stand in front of the grocery store and say, hey, you know, somebody help me out here. I need to eat today. And one day at a time, Sir Ben, I pull up to the gas station. I'm not buying gas for my car. Because I heard Sir Ben say that God has somebody already at that station to help me with that gas. So, Sir Ben, can I go through life like that?
You know, Dr. Jesse, if we all had that type of faith to believe that God's going to provide for all of us, yes, you could. You know why? Because a whole lot of us would be in the same accord, which means that when one person has, they will make sure the next one has, the next one make sure they have. We would all be cooking for each other. We would all be helping for each other. We would all be taking care of each other, and we wouldn't have a need to be begging for bread.
You know, that's an interesting point. That's a very interesting point. Sir Ben, we're going to ask you to stand by. And just like Sir Ben says, he's just returned from a developing country. And I've been there, oh, so many times with these developing countries. And this is what appeals to my heart because, as he said, that's just one aspect of it. But in those developing countries, I find that a lot of the people, just like he said, they have so much love for God and they have love for humanity and love for each other. Unlike those of us who have abundance over here that aren't even as appreciative. So, Sir Ben, that was a very good point that you made about that. You know, so we fail to realize that there is love. Love abounds. Pastor Roll, I want to bring you in here. So how can people And I'm sure you've been in some of these developing countries also. And Brother Lorenzo, same question is going to be directed to you. So how is it that the people can hold it together with their love even when they don't have nearly a small percentage of what we have? All right, perhaps we don't have Pastor Rowe. Yes, we do. I think we do now. Pastor Rowe, can you hear us?
I think it's very ironic, that we've got these seven countries, and one of them is the Philippines. But I was there in the Philippines in 1973, and I never seen, people that they don't have much, but the little thing they have, they love each other. They care for each other. And I was just, I just admired that, the spirit. And I just have seen people that don't have much, they have that great spirit of love. But a lot of times we have great abundance, and our cup is super running over. That seems like something is missing. But I will say, Dr. Walker, and I almost say with tears in my eyes, we say Ricky to the rescue, but Dr. Walker to the rescue. You're getting ready to move out, and these people are hurting. They're waiting for Dr. Jesse Walker to come and just help them in any way that God gives you. But I will say that God will supply what? Not some of our needs, but all of our needs according to his riches and glory. And I've always admired Napoleon Hill with the book that he's got, Think and Grow Rich. It's a process. You got to grow rich, Your thoughts become actions. Your actions become realities. He gives you the principle. There are certain principles moving from one level of wealth to the other. That's important. But I just want to say, I'm on this radio show simply because I see a man of action, Dr. Jesse Walker, that's not talking about things, but positioning himself to do things and go into these places where people need our help. And Dr. Walker, I want to let you know we're here to support you, my brother. We're here to support you.
We're certainly appreciative of all that all of you all do. And, it's I don't even deserve the accolades. It's really through our sponsorship, people like Pastor Rowe, Miss J, Brother Lorenzo, those of you all, Pastor Floyd out here, those of you all who are supporting through your sponsorships, by just taking out a subscription, because little into the hands of God becomes much. And so I'm not out here alone. So all of you all deserve the accolades. And those that are not even on here tonight that are listening to the program, a little subscription goes a long ways, you all, and I'm just thankful for that. And Pastor Rowe, thank you for those compliments. But it's not just me, it's all of us, you all. And even those of you all who don't subscribe, we certainly appreciate you all, because you know what? You're coming on here and you're offering your opinion to someone who's out there hurting. So we're all, whether you're a sponsor, a subscriber, or not, you are making a contribution just from what you're saying. You don't know that you're saving someone's life. Ms. J, we certainly appreciate you. I mean, she just renewed her subscription. We appreciate you, people, all of you all, that come on and you make this possible. So if the accolades are to go, it's just like I was a quarterback, playing football. But listen, I could throw the ball, but if it weren't for that offensive line, pardon me for talking sports to some of you all that are not into sports, I apologize, but this is the only analogy I can come up with for the moment. If it weren't for the offensive line, I can't throw that ball because they got to keep the defense out long enough so I can get the ball out. And if it weren't for the wide receiver, to catch the ball, then my throwing the ball is in vain. And there are times when we call a running play, and if it weren't for the fullback or the halfback to give that person the ball to run through that opposition, then guess what? All of it, it takes a team. And as Pastor Roll has said before, there's no INT. Ms. J, I want to bring you in here. Ms. J, and let's just speak to that just for a minute. If it's not just, how is it that when we talk about is there anything too hard for God, how is it that God can take a little bit? Like, remember the story with the two loaves of bread? Five fish and two loaves of bread, Ms. J?
Yeah, yes, uh-huh.
And he fed over 5,000. How is that possible, Ms. J? How?
Hey, you're talking about God's power is unlimited. So, you know, it's possible with God, and it's possible with us as humans to help others too, to teach. And we can do it by teaching others how to increase and multiply. You know, we can't do what God did, but we can do our part as humans here on earth by teaching others.
Ms. J, that is very, very excellently stated. Thank you for that. I want to bring in, let's go back now, Brother Lorenzo, Demon Slayer here. Demon Slayer, I heard you say something, congratulations, that you lost one job. But tell us, give us that, a little testimony here for about a minute or so. Please give us a little testimony. You say you lost the job, but I haven't heard you miss a beat. You haven't missed any show. I don't hear in your voice that you're crying and you're like, Dr. Walker, I need $5. I don't hear that. But I hear a man who's a demon slayer coming over here and praising God for everything. So when did you lose one job and then you got another one?
I'm gonna tell you this. I have true faith in God. And what we do is that my mother, they got me down there in Charlotte by South Carolina, and my mother and my kids came and got me. And I started working with my son. He got his own construction business. And I'll leave for Canada next week. And so it's nothing has missed a beat right now. And I have to thank God for everything for that. So I have to, if you have true faith in God, he can open doors when one closed. And you have to really believe that. A lot of people say that, but you have to really believe that in your heart. He sees your heart. And that's the way I'm rolling in. I have not missed a beat now. I love God to the bottom of my heart, and I'm going to keep on rolling.
Okay, Demon Slayer, I want to ask you this question, and that's his stage name he's given to us as Demon Slayer. So, I mean, you haven't missed the show. I can't remember the last time you missed the show, but I don't hear weeping and crying and sobbing and just disappointment and discouragement and a lack of faith and negativity. I have heard none of that. And you're saying you lost a job, but here you are over here still, you know, having faith in God. There's nothing too hard for God. What message could you give somebody out there who don't know how they're going to pay their light bill, their rent, their mortgage? You know, they don't know how they're going to eat or feed their children tomorrow. What can you tell them? Because you're talking about you got to have this love for God. You got to have this faith for God. But sometimes people are not at that level where you are. How can they get there?
It gets to the point where it tests your spirit realm, you know. So what you have to do is really tap into what God is saying. If you believe that he's going to be your first and your last, you have to believe in that. If you don't, he knows your heart. He knows what you believe in. So the way I see it now, I haven't missed a beat now. You'll never hear no weeping and crying from me. I'm not that type of guy. I come from if you throw me in the forest of Amazon, I come out leading the wolves, and that's the way my whole thing has been. That's the way I was raised, and that's the way I'm going to always continue. And I will also tell them to tap into this Dr. Jesse Walker show, and then you'll have another level of the realm that you can tap into. So all these resources that we got on Dr. Walker's show, and so that's what I would tell them. Don't never give up. Listen to the Dr. Walker show with Pastor Rowe, Much Across, Benny from the Block, Ricky to the Rescue, and all the others, Cassandra Wright, my daughters, my sons, and everybody that's tapped into this show. And then you had the resources to make you succeed in life.
That is very powerful. Ms. J, I want to bring you in here, and we're certainly grateful for you as well, because on this show we keep it real, and you're certainly a lady that keeps it real. Ms. J, Brother Lorenzo, I must say, he reminds me of Muhammad Ali, how Muhammad Ali used to talk. And had so much confidence. Ms. J, how can I have that kind of confidence myself in God, believing without a shadow of a doubt that he will get me through anything, that there's nothing too hard for him? Ms. J, can you give all of us a message out here that like Muhammad Ali, the demon slayer here, you know, who reminds me of Muhammad Ali, and saying, nothing's going to shake his faith. You know, Ms.
You know,
J, so how do we get to this point?
Lorenzo had me, boy. But you got me, Lorenzo. I'm all for you. I'm so happy for you. But, you know, all I got to say, you got to have that deep soul-wrenching love, that soul-wrenching belief in your Father, in our Father, and know that he is the protector of our soul and heart. And we can only do that through believing in him and believing in his word. That's all I can say on that. You got to feel it deep down in your heart. You can't play with it. You can't believe today and don't believe tomorrow. Once you say, I believe in you, you mean it. You know?
Well,
you got to mean
right.
it. Because
so,
if you don't, it'll
I'm
come
only
back
human,
on
Miss,
you.
Miss J, I'm
huh?
only human. So some days
you know,
I have some good days, and then, Miss J, some days they're not so good. And it's like, I get upset. I'm only human, Miss J. And it's like, well, God,
it's very few
let me
of
get
us that can have
ticket.
That deep. Hey, it's very few of us that can have that. Because I know a lot of clergy, preachers and clergy men and everybody, they say they believe in God, but they still sin. All of us sin, you know. But if we can sin and ask God for forgiveness and believe that, you know, we should do better, we need to do better, and really work hard on it. And it's few of us that can do that. I'm one, too. I'm a sinner, you know. All of us have those days. And I, you
yeah.
know, but I keep that faith, though. I keep that faith. I said, Lord, forgive me. Get on them knees. I'm telling you, I ain't always been this way, and I'm sure a lot of us haven't. But at some point in your life, you got to realize, you know.
Miss J, I'm going to get just a second. Miss J, can you hear me, Miss J?
Yes.
All right. Miss J, I want you to stay with me just for a second because you just said something that we're all sinners, which certainly, you know. I'm the least among the brethren and sisters out here. And so, Miss J, my thought is, it's like, you know, as I read my Bible, and then I come across, when I come across and I hear messages that God said David is a man after his own heart, and I'm like, David was just, that dude was, he had some stuff going on. So, Ben, I'm going to bring you here for the same thing, with the same question. And so I'm looking at David, and it's like, David, I mean, David just, he had, I mean, when he was a child, he was good, you know, and he went up against Goliath. Everybody knows the story, and he defeated Goliath. But then as I look at David and his relationship, Saul brought him in, and Saul was proud of him, and then Saul turned against him and wanted to kill him. And then David had him not one wife, he had him a second wife, and took somebody else's wife, and then he turns around, and then he goes out to have one lady's husband killed. And then God says he's a man after my own heart. So, Miss J, how, you know,
I'm a firm believer that we was all put here on this earth for a purpose. It might just be one purpose, even though David did all these other things, but he completed that main purpose that he was put on this earth for. So that's how he could say, I feel he's a man of my own heart, you know. And once we complete that purpose, God is pleased.
Okay, so, Sir Ben, if we look at it that way, when we look at Noah and Noah's ark, and Noah became a drunkard. So then we talk about, is there anything too hard for God? How do you build an ark, okay, 8 people saved, and then you become a drunkard? Help me with that.
You know, we serve a wonderful God because, as you're saying now, man looketh on the outside, but God looketh at the heart. And that tells us everything we need to know about God. God is more concerned with our heart than he is anything else. He's not concerned with our issues, our sins. He is not concerned with that. He say, if your heart is right with me, then everything else is in. He wants your heart to be a aligned heart will give you a submitted heart, and a submitted heart will give you a sealed sanctification with God. And if that's what we want to be in our lives, sealed and sanctified, then we need to make sure our hearts are in the right place. And so that's my response to that.
You know, in the Bible, to add to that, you know, the Bible tells us that where your heart is, there will your treasure be also. And the thing about David that I've come to know, David had a repenting heart. He had that relationship with God. He was a whiner. In my opinion, God, no disrespect. I'm just talking about David here. David was like a whiner. He was, knowing he was bad, right? But then, you know, his father wasn't that good either, and then his son turned out to be worse. But look at the lineage that they came through. His father was Jesse. His son was Solomon. And I'm like, whoa, look at how this worked out. But David had a relationship with God. His father had a relationship with God. His son had a relationship with God. That is amazing their relationship. So when we talk about what the demon slayer here, Brother Pastor Lorenzo, said earlier, when he's saying that you got to have that deep faith and belief and relationship with God, I believe that's what he's talking about. Brother Lorenzo, let me bring you in here. Pastor Lorenzo, now you're elevated because it's like, wow. So Pastor Lorenzo, help us understand this here, that how somebody else can get to this level. Do you pray to God every day, three times a day, like Daniel did and some of the others did? What do you do, Pastor Lorenzo? All right, perhaps we got some technical difficulty on that end. Let's bring in Pastor Rowe. Pastor Rowe, what do you do in a situation like that? How do you just get so deep with God that that's all that matters?
Well, you know, you do have to be close to him, you know, and, you know, it's how you see yourself. That's very important. You got a glass of water there with a half full of water. Is it half empty or half full? You know, if you are negative, you say it's half empty. But if you got a positive mindset, you say it's half full. And we talked about Muhammad Ali, and you had just mentioned, oh, I'm just a human being. Well, that's how you see yourself. You see yourself empty as a human being. But do you see yourself as a spiritual being having a human experience? You know, it's very important how you see yourself. You know, are you just a conqueror? No. As David said, I'm more than a conqueror. See, he saw himself not just a conqueror, but more than a conqueror through Christ, you know? And I just want to say, you know, what was making great, you know, as we support you, is here on the Blog Talk Radio Show, we are a team, T-E-A-M. That means together each achieves more. You know, teamwork make the dream work. And you have your dream and purpose, and we just want you to know again, you know, that we as a team are going to support you. We're going to hold your arms up. And I want to make sure I'm on the left side of you. Would you like to know the reason why?
You're close to my heart.
I'm close to your heart, brother. Me and Sister Marjorie and Brother Lorenzo and Ben to the rescue, all the whole team. We're going to be fighting to be right next to your heart. We love you, brother. We love you.
Well, praise God. I love all of you all as well. We're going to bring in, I believe we have Woman of Faith on the line now as well. Woman of Faith, thank you for joining us. Good evening. Do we have Woman of Faith? No, I know who we have. We have Sister Cassandra. Sister Cassandra, thank you for joining us. Welcome to tonight's broadcast.
God bless you. Thank you, Dr. Walker. I'm just coming in, everyone, but God bless you all.
Yes, thank you so very much for being with us this evening. I want to come back just a second. Sir Ben, I want to bring you in here because, you know, on the show last night, we had a very interesting show. I want to encourage all of you all to go back into the archives and listen to last night's show, as well as you can hear this one in its entirety 20 minutes after we conclude. Sir Ben, you talked about my favorite animal last night, and that's the eagle. And Pastor Rowe just said something about how you see yourself. And Sir Ben, I want you to come in. I want you to give our closing for us tonight, if you would. And we'll give you about 2 or 3 minutes, that closing. And I want you to talk about the eagle, how the eagle sees itself as opposed to a chicken or a regular bird. Sir Ben, would you do that for us?
Yes, sir.
Okay, and this is relative to, is there anything too hard for God to bless you? So when you put it in perspective, and I know you will, you know, you got about 3 minutes to do your, you know, we'll bring you in and we close the show in about 14 minutes and give you 3 minutes to close us out. That eagle, and it's so powerful, you all, because he started something last night about it, and I've researched and studied the eagle. That bird, if you want to be inspired, study the eagle and the eaglets, how they do their offspring, and how that eagle sees itself. But Sir Ben is going to bring that to us. So we're going to give him time to prepare for that. Missy, I want to bring you in here now. Missy, I want to bring you in here because you're another powerful one that could also give us a closing. Miss J, should I see myself as, like Pastor Rose says, as this spiritual being having a human experience and knowing that God is spirit, so I'm created in his image, so there is nothing too hard for him that he can bless spiritually and any other kind of way he do the suit. Miss J, how should I do that?
you know, I do see myself as a human being with spiritual experiences. And as we said, that's nothing too powerful because, you know, God's power is limitless, you know. And any promise he makes to us, I feel as long as we are believers or we have the faith in him and we live that godly way like we're supposed to, nothing is impossible. And a lot of times we feel that things that we think that we want, that's not what God wants for us. I was looking at the Isaiah 55:8. It says, my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways. You know, so everybody think, you know, I'm not being blessed with what I'm asking for. That might not be what God knows that you need to survive or do good. So that's why I say when people be making prayers, they need to be more thankful in their prayer and stop asking, okay, God, you didn't give me this, but I do want this. Be thankful. As long as you're happy and you got things going on in the positive way, be thankful, be grateful, and be more thankful in your praying. That's one thing I wanted to say. Don't just ask God all the time because he is giving to you every day. He's blessing you every day. And it's time for us to wake up and see and count and be thankful for all these beautiful blessings that we're having.
Okay, so Ms. J, are you telling me then that if I got one of these tickets, right, one of these camera tickets, and it's $80, and I'm like, I just got to this town. How are they gonna give me an $80 ticket? I didn't know the rules, so I need to be praising God for that $80 ticket, Ms. J.
You need to say thank you, God. You gave me this ticket to slow me down. Because evidently you knew I should not be driving this fast because something might be happening. Thank you, Lord, because he probably saved your life, and you don't even know it, you know, and you're worried about the little $80 ticket. He blessed you with $80 to pay, so pay it and be thankful.
You know, Ms. A, you can tell the people that have money. They come back at you with your little $80. They use the word your little $80. So you can tell the people who got money, right, your little $80 ticket.
You know. You know, people speed all the time, and they don't know that they're speeding. You know, it's too dangerous. You don't need to be speeding. So God, you know, sometimes that's a way of him showing us, slow it down.
Right. And, Ms. J, and you're so right. And I was going through a school zone, and it was right up here in Georgia, and I didn't know. I didn't see no flashing lights at the time. Or maybe I didn't pay attention to it. I didn't know. I'm like, there's no cameras up here. And I didn't see no school kids out, and I'm just riding. And then right around Christmas time, I get this ticket in the mail, and it's for $80. I said, well, okay, how do I fight this? Who do I call to fight this ticket? And it got to the point, of course, you have a deadline to pay it. And then Ms. J, you're right. We need to be thankful that, listen, had I been going faster, I could have injured a kid that may have been getting off out of their parents' car. Who knows what could have happened? But I tell you one thing, you said be thankful that maybe that you had that ticket to slow down. Ms. J, I have to pass that way almost on a daily basis now. Let me tell you something. Cars be running around me. It be at night. And I go, I drive the school's on speed limit.
And there you go.
And you're right. So we have to be thankful, and because it's like, you're right, it can save my life or the life of someone else, which still saves your life. Because if you hit somebody out here, you know, and from speeding, you got a charge now of involuntary manslaughter, possibly, right? So
yeah.
That does save your life. So, Ms.
So
you're right.
Lord, so you have been put on alert. So that's that way of putting you on alert, you know?
So we do need to give thanks, even when it seems like it's against us. For that little, and I'm going to use your words here, your little $80 ticket. Okay, I might be coming at you for a loan. So here's the thing, though. I need to be thankful that it wasn't, listen, because I got a camera light in Miami, Florida, that was $158 or $178. And now you know that's twice as much. So Ms. J was like, okay, I need to call the President of the United States because this here ticket here is just, $178, they said I did a stop and roll. And I'm like, what in the world is a stop and roll? Well, you heard of a stop and roll?
I don't know what that is.
Or a rolling stop or something like that. It's where you get to
I
the light
you
that you don't
stop. And kept going.
And kept going, and that's what it was.
And kept going.
And Miss Day, and the fact of the matter was, they had me on camera, and they sent me in the some video to my email address, and I go there, and I look, and it's like, okay, it's got my tag number. Now I'm trying to find a legal defense. How they know that I was driving? It don't matter. It was my car.
Exactly.
Help me, Holy Ghost. We're going to ask all of you all to stand by. Tonight's topic is there anything too hard for God to bless you on? And Sir Benny's going to be bringing us a closing on that topic tonight in about 6 minutes. But furthermore, we're going to go now. Let's go here. This name didn't come up in the queue, but we want to go to them. 305. Looks like a South Florida number. 336. Who do we have and welcome? 305-336. Who do we have? Our pastor just listening in. All right. I'm sure they're just listening in because they got noise in their background. All right. Let me go here now. Let's bring in Miss Marjorie Cross. Miss Marjorie Cross, thank you for your patience and being with us. She's one of our most powerful sponsors, and we love her. Miss Cross, let me just ask you. Miss Cross, we go through trials and tribulations, and I've heard you on the show, and you've talked about various loss of family members and friends that you've had. How do you maintain your faith, Miss Cross? How do you maintain your faith in God, just knowing that and trusting that there's nothing too hard for God to bless you?
Well, good evening. Good evening, Dr. Walker, and good evening, Pastor Roland, and all your co-hosts and everyone on the line. Yes, yes, I've been through a lot, but what I do is I just pray to God, and I just thank him for my loved ones and for the time I had them. And, of course, you'll miss them and everything because they'll never go away because the spirit and the soul always is alive. So, you know, we just still thank God for them. And I just thank God for the time that I had them. I still get sad at times, but I still thank God for the time that he allowed them to be in my life. And I always try to find a way to keep their memories alive. So that's the way I deal with it. Because I always encourage people when they lose a loved one, I always tell them, keep strong and just cherish all the memories of them. Because that's all we could do. And we know that weeping may endure for a night, but we know joy cometh in the morning. So,
amen.
I'll be happy in the morning.
All right, excellent. We're going to certainly ask you to stand by. So tonight, is there anything too hard for God to bless you on? Darren Deedy, I want to bring you back in here, Darren Deedy, and ask you the question. Darren Deedy, here's a scenario here where the man is losing, because he's an alcoholic, he's about to lose the love of his life, his wife. She says, if you don't stop drinking, you've been drinking for the past 7 years, and now it's just out of control. You can't even keep a job. And he's just like, I can't help myself, baby. I love you so much. Please don't walk out on me. Darren Deedy, she's been praying for him to stop drinking. Darren Deedy, why is she going to leave him if she has faith that there's nothing too hard for God? What is happening, Darren Deedy?
Well, is this the first time that she's actually sat down and told him the situation? You know, maybe she could get him into some, you know, classes to get him out of the alcoholism, you know, enroll him into AAA, you know, AAA, and, you know, be there with him. So if she could try that, but has she done that? That's what I need to know, you know?
Okay. Well, you know, but remember now, here's the thing, and Cassandra, I want to bring you in here to speak to that as well. Here's the thing. Sometimes what happens with people, you know, God doesn't impose his will on other people. You know, even on the cross when Jesus was dying, he didn't want to die because he was in the human element of things. And he didn't want to die. This is just my views of based on research and my opinion here. But he said, Father, nevertheless, not my will, but thy will be done. So as I'm looking at this here now, the scenario that I just gave Darren Deedy, and Cassandra, I want to bring you here with the same thing, because now it's like she's been praying for him to change for the past 7 years, but he's chosen not to. Now she's threatening to leave him because she can't take it anymore. So is it God's fault, or is it his own free will to continue to drink? Cassandra, help me with that.
Okay.
it is his free will to continue to drink. But we as Christians, if she's praying for him, and like I've said before, if he's not, you know, being abusive, but he's being abusive to himself, then my thing is to continue to hold on, you know, and continue to pray for him. Because sometimes they have people that go through certain things such as that, they will overcome. They will overcome. We as believers have to trust God, because sometimes God may say, okay, where is your faith? You know what I'm saying? And we could be the ones being tested. So, you know, her faith could be being tested. But if she trusts and believes God, he said all things are possible through him who believes. So with that being said, God will bring him around, and he will be saved. And he will stop that drinking. I believe,
right,
because, and why I say that, my dad was drinking, had a drinking problem, but he overcame it.
All right, excellent.
And I thank God he got saved. Amen.
Excellent, excellent. You know, Miss J, I want to bring you in here, Miss J, and I mean, how much can the human take, though? This lady's praying for 7 years. At some point, it's like, I can't hold out any longer. It's like, I can't take this. Is that anything too hard for God, or does God, maybe God gives us the relief and say, you know what, you're leaving him may be the very thing that helps him. Ms. J, your thoughts on that?
You know, while y'all was talking, I was thinking, you know, why should the wife have to end her life? Because
yeah.
he had free will to stop drinking, and he chose not these past 7 years. I would never stop praying for him. I would never stop trying to help him. But that don't mean I have to throw my 100% in with you, and my whole life is miserable, it's changed. I don't have a life. But, you know, I couldn't stay there, live in that situation, but I would be behind him 100% getting him help. But I would have to go on with my life. I don't think God wants us to stop our life to help others, especially when that other person is not doing what they need to be doing. Because I can't help him go to heaven. I have to work on myself to get there, even though I can pray for you, but you got to work on yourself to get there. So,
all right,
you know,
we're
going to
certainly ask you, Emma. We are out of time, you all. We got to bring Sir Ben in to close us out tonight. Is there anything too hard for God to bless you? Sir Ben, close us out.
You know, when we talk about, is there anything to great God who could not bless us? But God did the ultimate for all of us. He gave his only begotten Son himself to be the sacrificial for all of us, which means he gave all of us access to heaven. We didn't have to go to a priest, a pastor. We didn't have to make our own personal sacrifice for the animals anymore. We didn't have to atone for our sins by shedding the blood of innocent animals. He gave the ultimate sacrifice for all of us. Now, shifting over to the eagle, I find it ironically that the eagle is a representation of the United States of America. The eagle is one of the greatest birds that exist in this time right now. The eagle itself is known to live, from a human perspective, of about 30 years. Not only does it live for 30 years, it mates with the same mate for a lifetime. Not only does it just mate with the same mate, it goes back to the same place every year to birth in the same location for each mating season. The eagle, from a human perspective, is known to also be a great spouse, provider, a great protector, a great parent, all the things that God designed Adam to be and Eve to be. So we know the eagle flies higher than any other bird there is in the sky. Why? Because the altitude and the attitude that an eagle has is that of greatness, not of just I'm a bird, or not that I'm just a chicken, or I'm just anything. The eagle has a majestic way of saying, I was created for greatness, I was designed to stay in greatness, and because of that, everything about who I am as an eagle is representative of the Father that created me to fly high, to be better, to be stronger, to be greater, to be consistent and who I am. When I read out those accolades about who an eagle is, the one thing that stays in my mind is an eagle is always consistent. If we as human beings could remain consistent in all those things that I just mentioned about an eagle, could you imagine what kind of world this would be? Well, I'm going to tell you, it is going to be consistent in the new life, in the new world, in the new everything that God is already in preparation for us to have. And in last and in closing, I want to say this. We should be so thankful that God gives us representatives, the eagle, to show us who we are as humans, because he did say, aren't you more greater than that? Which means that there's a whole nother level that we have been given access to. There's a whole nother level that we have the ability and the knowledge and the know-how to achieve. And when it comes to anything, I'm going to say this easily and simply. When we say death, oh no, we have evidence that Jesus himself and the disciples themselves raised people from the dead. We even have that going now. When a person goes into cardiac arrest and dies, we have something called CPR. And if it's performed correctly, you could bring a person back from death. It is still alive and well today. So when we do lose a person in this life, we should rejoice. We should celebrate. We should be honored that that person was called home, which means that their sealing was already done. And we know there is life after death. And the life after death is everlasting, which means it won't end again. And sin will not rise again. So I'm thankful for the examples that has been given for us here on the earth. And if we just took the time and look at what he has created for us, follow behind, there is nothing that we cannot have if we only listen to that still voice that reminds us who we are in him. Have a good night.
Thank you so much. It was very excellently stated and reminds us tonight's topic, you all. There is nothing too hard. To answer to that question, is there anything too hard for God to bless you? Absolutely not. And Sir Ben and the rest of you all have made that indication tonight. So I certainly hope and trust that all of you all have enjoyed tonight's broadcast as much as I did. And we're going to ask that you join us here next week, next Thursday, for the Dr. Jess Walker Show. And if you choose to bypass that, we'll be back Friday night and then again next Saturday morning from 6:30 to 8:30 Eastern Standard Time. So until sometime next week, I want to say to my listening audience around the world, good night, God bless, and thank you, God. Good night, everybody.
Good night, Dr. Walker, Pastor Roland, Lorenzo, and everybody on the show.
Thank you,
an excellent closing. Good night. An excellent closing for Benny on the Block. Great show.
Benny on the Block, yeah. Yeah, very good show.
Yeah. But everyone, stay safe and stay well. God bless you all. I love you.
Marjorie Cross, great remarks that you made. Great remarks.
Yes, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Everybody, if you get a chance, go to improvingrelationships.info. Improvingrelationships.info, and you can learn more about the eagle.
Okay. All right. Thank you, Pastor Rose. God bless you all. You all did great tonight, as usual. Okay, though. Good night.
Good night.
Okay.